The New York Times recently featured a full-page ad costing thousands of Jewish dollars promoting a militant attitude toward the people of Iran, complete with a mugshot of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, making him to look like the world's next Hitler. The sponsors of the ad stopped almost short of persuading America to attack Iran. They did this by presenting that nation's nuclear program as a threat to America's security. Now, any reasonable person knows that what Iran does within its own borders is not a threat to America, but rather to Israel and to Israel's financial underwriters, international Jewry. You see, Iran is the final obstacle to greater Israel's quest to total domination of the Middle East and then to the world. Only Jewish interests are served by an attack on Iran, not American interests. Gasoline prices here in America will quadruple. The Persian Gulf will be set ablaze with America caught in the quagmire, and thousands of American Gentile soldiers will die. No Irvings, no Sidney Cohens will be brought back in body bags. Now, who are the sponsors of this Jewish war cry? Listed boldly at the bottom of this full-page ad, the list clearly indicates a Jewish stamp, beginning with a powerful Jewish lobbies. The list begins with the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the Anti-Defamation League, the Jewish Council for Public Affairs, the American Jewish Congress, the National Federations of the National Jewish Federations of North America, the American Jewish Committee, and B'nai B'rith International. Then the list goes to the Jewish synagogues, all of them listed. The Union for Reform Judaism, United Synagogues of Conservative Judaism, the Union of Orthodox Judaism, and the Jewish Reconstructionist Foundation. Topping off the list of the Jewish war cry, where Iranian children's faces will be scarred for lives, are the Jewish women's organizations with no pity. The National Council of Jewish Women and the very powerful Hadassah, a Jewish women's Zionist organization. Now, everybody knows that Israel and international Jewry wants war, wants an attack on Iran, but they want to do it through American taxpayers' dollars and American soldiers' lives. In a recent interview with NBC, Fred Kagan, a Jewish neocon, was asked, should diplomacy be used in dealing with Iran? Fred Kagan, spokesman for the Jewish neocon think tank American Enterprise Institute, replied, and I quote, "Diplomacy is not the method in dealing with Iran. Nothing short of an attack on the Iranians will stop the Iranian threat." My fellow Americans, let me ask you this question. Will the shed blood of American Gentile soldiers be offered upon the altar of Jewish gain? As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we want to reach out to members of the U.S. military to show them where the real threat lies. Not Iran, not Afghanistan, not Iraq, but the threat of the Jewish war cry made by its sponsors, its agents, and the powerful Jewish lobbies in America. Together, we can, and we must stop them.